and the chapter 12, that portion that we read together in the book of Hebrews, and the chapter 12. And with our Bibles open before us, we want to ask God's blessing to be upon the preaching of the word today. Father in heaven, we ask thee for thy blessing to be upon the preaching of thy word. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing received already in the singing of the hymns. Well, thank you, Lord, for the wonderful and the great promise to your people that Jesus is near. He has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. We ask now for help to preach, Father, the word you've laid upon our heart. I pray, Lord, that grace will be given to preach your word, and even grace will be given to all in the congregation to hear and to understand the truth of the precious word of our God. Bless our time together around thy word, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to speak this morning on the Christian race. In verse 1, Hebrews chapter 12, he says, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. You'll find in the writings of the Apostle Paul that he used many illustrations to describe the Christian life. Over in Ephesians 6 and verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And to show the Christians how they are to live about their Christian life, he describes them as wrestlers. And he's shown them in that even verse, in Ephesians 6 and verse 12, there are times we have to fight, and there'll be times we'll have to battle, and there's times we'll have to wrestle against the spiritual wickedness, against the devil in this world. So we're really wrestlers. He talks about them in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 3 as soldiers. Therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And so we're wrestlers and we're soldiers, and you and I can go through the Bible and we can see we're described as strangers, we're described as pilgrims, we're described as farmers. But here in our text, he describes a Christian life as running the race. Every one of us who are saved here this morning, according to the Bible, we're running a race. And no doubt the Apostle Paul, when he uttered these words, he was thinking about the Olympic Games that were held in those days. The first recorded Olympic Games was held in 777 BC. Recorded 40,000 people gathered to watch the first races. And as the Apostle Paul thought of all these men running the races, his mind was turned to the Christian life. And he compares our life to running a race. In verse 1, he speaks about the crowd. He says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Now he's referring to what happened in chapter 11. All the saints of God. He said that they deserved, despite all the difficulties, they ran the race. We are being watched as we run the race. The world is watching us. Wherever you live in this part of God's vineyard, in your workplace, in your home, child of God, remember this, you're being watched. And the world is watching you. And they're listening to all your words. And they're watching all your actions. Why? They're watching you run the Christian race. How are you running? What does the world see when they see you running this Christian race? The world is watching you. The devil is watching. God is watching. Hagar said in Genesis 16 verse 13, thy God seest me, and this great crowd of witnesses is watching me. And child of God, this morning, they're watching you as you live, as you run the Christian race. You see, we are running a race. And that's the way it always has been. It says in Psalm 119 and verse 32, the psalmist said, I will run the way of thy commandments. In Song of Solomon 1 and verse 4, he says, "Draw me, we will run after thee." And so we think of the psalmist and the Song of Solomon here, they're saying that they're running and they're running and they're running after God. You see, the Christian race, child of God, you're in a race. The Christian race. Could I say some things about this race? I want to think about the start of the race. You see, the start of this race starts with Christ. It says there in verse 2, he's the author and finisher of our faith. No one will ever partake in this Christian race unless you start with Christ. And I want to say this morning in Tasmania, that there's no other starting point in the Christian life other than Jesus Christ. Looking on to Jesus, the author. And if you and I is going to be in this race, or if anybody in this town is going to be in this race, you have to start with Christ. There's no other starting point but Christ. You must start with Christ. Remember, Lord Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Doesn't matter who he is. Doesn't matter what he professes to have. No one can come to God but through Christ. You must start in the right place. You think, dear friends, of a normal race today in the worldly sense. The runner who's running a race, well, he can't say, "Well, I'm going to start over there. I'm going to start away in front of the people." Now, we may like to, if we're running a race, start away in front of the people to get a chance to win, but he has to start at the starting line. Like everyone else, there are the rules, and they must start in the right place, and he must start in the right manner. He must watch how he starts. And if he goes before the gun goes off or whatever, well, he's made a false start. He's disqualified. And though it's a very sporty nation, Australia, well, you've seen it, haven't you? False starts. And some people after, was it one or two, they're disqualified because they have started incorrectly. And so even in normal sense of running, they must start in the right place and they must start in the right manner, you see. And that's the same with the Christian race. That's the same thing, friends. You see, we must start in the right place with Christ. We must start, you see. And it's not starting, dear friends, can I say, with baptism. The Christian life does not start with communion. It does not start with our religion. It does not start with our Bible reading. But the Christian race, the Christian life commences with Christ. Has your life started with Christ? Are you in this race this morning? Can you say, "Yes, I have been to Jesus for the cleansing power. I have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I have come to Christ. I have trusted Christ." You see, you have to start the right place and in the right manner. How do we start the Christian life? Now, it's by grace. Can we say that this morning? We're only in this race by the grace of God. But listen, repentance. Christ said, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." And if I am ever to get into this race, and everyone in this meeting, if we're ever to run this race, first of all, we are to repent. We are to turn away from the world of sin and all the wickedness of our life. And the Lord Jesus tells us here, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." You must start with repentance. I got saved 21 years ago. On the 19th of January 1985, I repented from my sin and I came to Christ. I was starting the race. Not only is repentance, there's faith in Christ. He that believeth on him is not condemned. Oh, friends, this is how we start this race. It's turning away from sin, turning away from the world. It is coming and falling at the feet of Christ and putting our faith in Christ. And Lord, would you save me? Would you forgive me? Would you cleanse me, Lord, from all of my sin? Would you wash me in your blood? Oh, friends, that's the commencement of this race. You see, it starts with Christ. Starts with Christ. Oh, can I say today, many people in the world has made a false start. They've made a false start. They're found in churches today. They're found when the minister or so-called minister is praying, their head is bowed, their eyes are closed. They're found with a copy of the Bible in their hand, but they've never repented. They've never put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. They're trusting in their church. They're trusting in their communion. They're trusting friends in their works to save them. And they have made a false start. And they're not really running the Christian race, because they've never started with Christ. Can I say to you this morning, and I don't know you so I can preach this, where does your faith start? Where does your Christianity start? Does it start with your church? Or does it start with Christ? Keys in the hole, it's Christ. It is Christ and Christ only. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I have nothing else. Nothing in my hands I bring, but simply to the cross I cling. Is that it? Is that the cry from your heart, friends? That's how you start the race. I'm glad I'm in the Christian race. I'm running now 21 years with Christ. You see, the start of the Christian race, it starts with Christ. Have you repented? Have you put your faith totally in Christ? Listen, it's Jesus only that saves. It is not Jesus and your works that saves you. It is not Christ and your church that will save you. But it's Jesus only. Can you say that? Maybe some here this morning is not saved. Oh dear friends, start the race today. Turn from your sin and come to the Lord Jesus. He will save you. And he will give you everlasting life. The start of the race. I want to look at the style of the race. He says the race that is set before you. First of all, can I say it's a race of great distance. It's a long race. Now, we do know today there are many different races in which one can compete in. I was never much good at running. If I had a ball in front of me, I could run after football. But running wasn't really much in my life. There are many races. 100 metres. 200 metres. 400 metres. 800 metres. But then there are the marathon races. 28 miles. Or 26 miles, sorry. Of running. And that's a hard race. And friends, that is a long race. The Christian life, I can say then, is not a sprint this morning. The Christian race is not a short race. But the Christian race is a marathon race. You see, it goes on, it goes on, it goes on, it goes on until the end of your life. The Christian must run this race until your life is over. That's why it is. The style of the race is the distance. You see, Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 4, verse 6 to 7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now, he was speaking there at the end of his life. But I want you to notice the words. I have finished the course. When could Paul say, well, I have finished the course. I have finished my race. When could he say these words? When death was coming. He was soon to be taken out of this world, friends. But what I'm showing you here was this. The distance of this race. We must run. We must live for Christ right to the very end of our time. The Lord Jesus Christ in verse 2 says, he has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, and Christ never stopped running until he reached heaven. And that's the same with us. The Christian life is not a quick sprint. It's not over this race in a day. No, we must run and run and run until the end of our lives. Could I say about the race, a style of it that is difficult? Because he said there, if you notice there in verse 1, and let us run with patience. Now that word patient comes from a Greek word that means to bear or to stay under, to keep going. In other words, he's showing here, and this word that he's using in the scriptures of truth, that it's not easy, this race. Let us run, he said, with patience. It's going to be difficult. It is going to be tough. It is going to be hard. It's not going to be easy at times. You think of a man doing a marathon. Is it easy? I don't believe it. I've never done a marathon. It wouldn't be easy. The first few miles mightn't be too bad. But friends, as time goes on, it would get difficult and more harder, and every bone in his body would be sore, every muscle would be sore in his body, because it is a difficult thing to do such a race. See, dear friends, a Christian can find it hard. In verse 3, he talks about being wearied. Being wearied, you see. And the child of God, while they live the Christian life, they can find it at times that it will be tough. You see, you're doing a marathon. It is going to be difficult. And there are times the Christian feels, well, I just cannot go on. I cannot run another step. I had to give up this life. I had to give up this race. That's why he said, let us run with patience, lest you be faint and wearied in your mind. Because, dear child of God, there are circumstances, there are times in our life we are faint. And there'll be times in the Christian race that we will be wearied. And there'll be times in our life we feel that we cannot go on. That's why he said, let us run with patience the race that's set before us. Think of Elijah. 1 Kings 19 and verse 4. He said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. Do you see this man, this giant of God? A great man of faith, a man of great power. And here he is, he's finding it tough. And he's running and he's hiding, dear friends, on a juniper tree. And he says, Lord, well, it is enough. I've had enough. See, he was wearied and faint in his mind. You see, friends, it's a difficult race. It is difficult. Let me say it's difficult. Because everything is against us. Everything in the world is against us. The wind of the world is against us. In John 17 and verse 14, the Lord Jesus said, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them. The world doesn't like them. You see, the wind of opposition from the world is against the child of God as we seek to live for Christ. They don't like the way we live. They don't like the Savior that we love. And therefore we may face opposition. It may be at home. It may be from loved ones. It may be friends, from those we work with. Opposition. The wind of opposition against us. You see, it's not easy running against the wind. Sometimes I would go out on the bicycle at home. It's great when the wind's behind me. I can fly. But you see, when the wind's against me, it is tough going. And that's the same child of God. Maybe today you're saying, well, it's difficult. It is difficult. Because, well, the wind's against me. There's opposition against me of the world. The world hateth us, you see. The world's against the child of God. The TV programs that we see on television, the newspapers, the opinions of the world, all these things are against us. So it's difficult, isn't it? The devil, he's against us. In 1 Peter 5, verse 7, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You see, the devil, like a roaring lion, goeth about. He's against us. He's setting traps and pits in the pathway of the Christian. He wants them to fall into temptation, and he wants them to trip up, you see. And the old devil's against us. Do we not feel at the times with temptation's power that have come into our own lives and hearts and minds? The devil's against us, running his race. The old nature within us is against us. In Galatians 5 and verse 17, it says, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. For these are contrary the one to the other, so that they cannot do the things that you would. And so in the true Christian's life, there's a battle within their heart. There's the old nature, and there's a new nature. And the old nature, well, he wants to go this road. But the new nature wants to go this way. And there's this battle, this conflict, this war within the soul, the heart of the Christian. So it's not easy, is it? Let us run with patience. It's going to be difficult. There's going to be opposition from within, from without, everything against us. That's why he says, dear friends, let us run with patience. Let us run with patience. It's going to be hard. You see the verses I read together, friends, at the end of chapter 11 of Hebrews. See how these people ran the race. See how difficult it was for them. See how it tells us some were tortured. There was cruel mockings and scourging. Some were put in bonds and imprisonments. Some were stoned. Some were sawed asunder. Some wandered about naked in sheepskins, in mountains and dens and caves. In the cold. Was it easy? Was it easy for such a people there, friends, as they lived the Christian life, as they ran in this Christian race? Look at those verses. It's not always an easy road. But let us run with patience. Let us run with patience. The race that's set before us, because God has set this race before us. This is the track God has put me on. Therefore, I'm to run this race. God has set me on it. The day I was saved and came to Christ. You see, the style of this race, the distance, and the difficulty. Do you find it hard going sometimes? Sometimes it is difficult. And some people say to me at home, and they say these words to me, that the Christian life is hard. And I don't really like those terms, I must confess. I know it's difficult, and I'll come to the next point in a moment. But the Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. It's a hard life without Christ. On the life I lived years ago, drinking 4 or 5 nights a week, away from Christ, living in the world and living in sin. I'll tell you, friends, that was a hard life. The happy life is being with Christ. I may have the wind against me. There may be opposition. Oh, but let it come. Jesus is near. We were singing that. Keep on believing. There's nothing to fear. Because Jesus Christ is near. It's the best life, isn't it? Running for Christ and living for Christ, you see. The style of this race. Maybe you're finding it difficult. Maybe you're finding it hard keeping up, you say, with all the runners. You take a look around you and you say, oh, that woman's far running. She's away on stage in front of me. Or that man, well, they're going on. So can I say, what's the secret then? The third point. There's a secret of running this race. How we can all run better for Christ. And the secret of running this race is found in verse 2. You see, looking on to Jesus. That's the secret. That's it in black and white from the Word of God this morning. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Well, how can I run well? How can I run this way for Christ? Well, it says here, looking on to Jesus. That's a secret, isn't it? As I live for Christ, as I run this race, friends, I must keep my eye on Christ. The Christian must not keep his eye upon the witnesses, those who's watching. He must not keep his eye upon sin. He must not keep his eye upon the fellow runners, you see. We can be busy looking at others. But if I'm to run this race well, looking on to Jesus, that's the secret. That's the secret. And you think of somebody who's running a race. Well, they don't be running up the track and looking up and waving, hello, Mum, hello, Dad, there's my brother, there's my wife. They're not looking all around them. They're looking at the finishing line. Their eye is upon that line, especially in 100 metres, and they run, and they run, and they run, and that's all they see, friend, is this object before them. Well, that should be the way in the Christian life. You see, I am to look on to Jesus, verse 2 and 3. Look how he endured. Look how he suffered. Look how he kept on running. Look how he went to glory. Looking on to Jesus. That's a secret running this race. Looking constantly. It says looking unto Jesus. You know, friends, does it say up behind me, yes, behold the Lamb of God. But did you look to Jesus not there to save you? You did. Keep your eye upon Christ then. Everything I need to run this race and to live the Christian life is found in Christ. Where do I get my strength? In Christ. Where do I get my supply in this world? In the Lord Jesus Christ. He is everything to his people. And so it's not look unto Jesus, but looking looking continually onto Christ. That's the secret of running this race. Lovingly and trustingly looking to Christ. The psalmist said in Psalm 16 and verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me. Isn't that wonderful, isn't it? Always before him. He had the secret of living the Christian life. He could look to the Lord with all of his heart rich, looking on to Jesus. That's his secret. In an ordinary race one time on television, I saw a man one time, and I wouldn't advocate this, of course, but I saw a man run a race, and he had a cross in his mouth. He had this chain around his neck with this cross of a few inches long, and he had it in his mouth, and there he was running, and he ran. I don't know why he won the race or not, but it was another illustration with the cross before you, looking on to Jesus. You see, this will help you run the Christian race when you're finding it difficult. The problem is, we take our eyes off Christ. We look to the crowd, we look to the opposition, the difficulties, the problems, whatever it may be. Well, dear friends, if I'm going to run this Christian race looking on to Jesus, that's the secret. And when you take your eyes off Christ, oh, what happens? Well, you stumble, you fall. Keep your eyes in Christ. Keep on believing Jesus is near. Keep on believing there's nothing to fear. That's the secret of running this race. That's what it tells us. Looking onto Jesus. And when I look to Christ, everything else falls to the wayside. All my fears, all my doubts, all my weaknesses, all my sin, everything goes to the side, because all I see is my wonderful and my great Savior. That will help you live the Christian life, then. Looking on to Jesus. There's a looking, but there's a laying as well, because he said in verse 1, and he said there, and let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so does daily beset us. You see, we're to lay aside every weight. And you know yourself today, runners, when they go to run, they strip everything off, you know, they put on thin soles and shorts and t-shirts, lighten themselves up. Could you imagine somebody coming to run, and I had to ask somebody, we call them Wellington boots at home, but you call them gum boots, so you know what I'm thinking about. Could you imagine somebody coming to run a race, 100 metres, and he turns up, he's got a big long overcoat on him, he's got gum boots on, and he's got even a weight, a bag full of gold. Now, could you imagine such a person coming to run a race? You would say, that fella hasn't got a chance. And there he is, and he's warming up in his gum boots, long coat, bag of gold. There he is, he's warming up with that. You say, that man's mad. Why is he mad? Well, he's carrying weights. He's got weights. He's got to take off those gum boots. He's got to put on runners. He's got to throw off the coat and put on a little vest. He's got to discharge that gold, and then he'll be able to run. Let us lay aside the weight. You see, dear friend, you know what's happening today with Christians? They're carrying a weight. A weight. There's a weight in their life. Now, it may be something that we can have even in our lives. But there may be something in their life that's taken away from Christ. It may be sport. There's nothing wrong with a wee bit of sport, can I say? But if it takes over your life, takes over your heart, if it takes you away from Christ, then you've got to lay it aside. They've got to lay aside the weight, you see. Now, can I say to you this morning, is there something holding you back in this race? Is there? You say, no, I used to run. I used to be going on with Christ. I used to be way up at the very front, but I'm a sort of feel, I'm lagging behind in the Christian life. Well, are you holding a weight? What are you to do today to live this Christian life? Lay aside the weight. Whatever it is, friends, that's holding you back, just tell you, throw it to the one side. That's the word of God. That's God's command to us, how we are to live this life. Lay aside the weight. Anything, friends, that hinders us, anything that holds us back in this Christian race is to be discarded. We have to lay it aside. If you have a weight that's holding you back, God says, lay it aside and run on. Looking on to Jesus. Can I say we lay aside not only the weight, but we lay aside sin? because he says there in verse 1, and the sin which so doth so easily beset us, you see. You see, there's sin will hold us back, and sin will hold you back. Now, I'm not getting into this, but you know the sin that holds you back. Holds you back as you seek to live for Christ and run for Christ, you see. In Galatians 5 verse 7 it says, ye did run well, who did hinder you? That you should not obey the truth, you see. Ah, dear child of God, this morning, look into your heart. Look into your life and say, well, are there things in my life that's holding me back? A weight or a sin? But what are we to do? We are to lay aside the weight and the sin that so does so easily beset us, you see. If you lay aside the weights, if you lay aside the sin, dear child of God, you'll be able to run. Lay aside those things that's holding you back. That's the secret. Looking unto Jesus and laying aside a weight and sins. And also, can I say, training. We need to train to run the Christian race. You think of runners today, they show great dedication in their training. They watch their food, they make sure what they eat, they watch their sleep patterns to get the right amount of sleep, and they train very, very great every day. I heard a man saying one time that he's getting ready for the next Olympic Games, which was 4 years away. 4 years of dedication, of preparation to run. Well, if I'm going to run, dear friends, a Christian race, we need to train. We need to train. And in 1 Timothy 4 verse 7 it says, and exercise thyself unto godliness. Listen, exercise yourself. If I'm going to live for Christ, I've got to train. I've got to read the Bible, I've got to pray, you see, and we are to do this. Or it says, exercise thyself. And so I can really run this race. The secret is looking to Christ. It is laying aside the weights and the sins. And dear friends, it's by training. I've got to keep myself fit. I've got to pray. I've got to meditate upon the Bible. I've got to read the scriptures. I've got to live the life for Christ. And you've got to do that yourself. Only you can do that. I can't do that for you. It cannot be done. My sister one time went to a sports center. She said there's a great machine in it. And he just went in and he sat down in the machine and strapped her in it. And it lifted your arm up. And the machine lifted you, lifted her legs and everything. And she just sat there. And they did all the exercise. Well, some Christians like one of those machines, wouldn't they? They come to church and think the minister do all the exercise for them. But you've got to do it yourself. Train yourself, friends. Rise to pray and read the Word of God and walk with Christ. That's a secret. Looking on to Jesus. Get your eye on Christ, our blessed Savior. Can I tell lastly and quickly the success of running this race? You see, when one wins a race today, there's great success and great joy. We find in Acts 7, the Lord Jesus meeting Stephen at the finishing line. He looked up and he beheld Jesus standing at the right hand of the throne of God. Paul speaks, in fact, 2 Timothy 4, about that every child of God receiving a crown of righteousness. Oh, child of God, what a day is before us. When we come to the end of our life, we'll see Christ. We shall look upon the face of the one who has saved us by his grace. What a day, glorious day that will be. And we'll hear those words, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Oh, the success of this race. Child of God, we will not fail in it. We're all going home. Every one of us who see it will cross the finishing line. I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. We'll all make it to the end. It says in Philippians 1 verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it on to the day of Jesus Christ. And if God has put us in this race, he will perform it. Every one of us will finish. Every one of us will make it home. Run, Christian, run. Looking unto Jesus. Keep your eye upon him. We'll soon be at the end. Our years have flown past. Our brother Mark and I was talking the other day. 20 years ago we met in college. We were in college together. He was only 21, he was time. Only a child when you think about it. I didn't think of it in those days. But years are going on. Dear friends, the race will soon be over. And we'll be with Christ, which is far better. Can I say in closing, are you in the race? Are you in this Christian race? Have you been saved? If not, we trust you'll come to Christ today and you'll find the Lord will save you and give you everlasting life. And if you are saved, I pray the Lord has encouraged you in the race. You've seen where you're going wrong. You see this morning what you've got to do to run this race. I've got to get my eyes on Christ. I've got to get my eye on. I've got to lay aside the weight. These weights just hold me back. I've got to throw them to the side. I've got to look to Christ. I'm going to run and run until the end. To my blessed Lord I see. May God bless his word to all of our hearts. Amen. We're going to close.